ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The U.S. military is sending materials to build a floating pier to help ease a humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. The death toll rising to more than 70,000 as the Muslim holy month of Ramadan begins. The relief organization World Central Kitchen posting video to social media from Cyprus. This worker identified as John.
This is the next step into providing food aid into Gaza. And if we can do this and do this on a massive scale, imagine what kind of help we can do, especially to the people of northern Gaza that are suffering.
U.S. Southern Command says the U.S. military conducted an operation to airlift non-essential personnel at the U.S. Embassy in Haiti as the security situation there spirals. Boeing has acknowledged in a letter to Congress that it can't find any records for work done on a door panel that blew out on an Alaska Airlines flight over Oregon 2 months ago. It was required, but the company says a working hypothesis, records never created. This is ABC News. With the Academy Awards just a few hours from now, ABC's Jason Nathanson takes a look at what to expect.
But remember this day.
And the filmmakers and cast behind Oppenheimer will likely remember this night. The film about the race to make the atomic bomb goes into the Oscars with the most nominations, 13. And it has a really strong shot at winning 8 or so, including Best Picture. If it wins Best Picture, Best Actor for Cillian Murphy, and Best Supporting Actor for Robert Downey Jr., it would be the first film with that trifecta since 1959's Ben-Hur.
I am Bella Baxter.
Poor Things is in second place with 11 nominations. Killers of the Flower Moon right behind with 10. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
An arrest in a horrific attack in the New York City subway. The suspect now identified as Christian Valdez. Police say he pushed his girlfriend in front of a train in Lower Manhattan on Saturday. The woman lost both of her feet. Valdez now charged with attempted murder. Police say he was on parole after serving time for a 2017 attack on another woman and her 3-year-old daughter, who police say he tried to push off a fire escape. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC AutoWorks, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. Look for mainly clear conditions tonight, low 27, plenty of sunshine and much warmer tomorrow, high 64, and a few clouds tomorrow night with a low of 41. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at around 6 miles per hour, and it's sunny and 49 degrees.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC AutoWorks in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC AutoWorks, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Today is Sunday, March 10th. Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thied. Daylight savings time began this morning at 2. Daylight savings time will run through the first Sunday in November. If you haven't yet changed your clocks, be sure to move them forward 1 hour. The result of daylight savings time will be gaining an extra hour of evening sunlight this evening. This is also a good time to conduct safety checks around your home and review emergency plans, including changing the batteries in your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. A Marquette University professor says the hour we're springing ahead for daylight savings time is a major pain. Dr. Jennifer Evans says that the loss of sleep and shift in body rhythms can be hazardous. Evans says there is a correlation between an increase in car crashes, medical emergencies, and workplace accidents. She says it's like giving everyone in the country jet lag once a year. Federal authorities are investigating a possible smuggling ring at a Wisconsin prison that has resulted in the suspension of nearly a dozen employees. A spokesperson for Governor Tony Evers said Thursday that the governor and State Department of Corrections asked the U.S. Department of Justice and other federal law enforcement agencies to launch an investigation at Waupun Correctional Institution in June. Spokesperson Britt Cutaback says that came after multiple sweeps at the prison revealed inmates were obtaining contraband such as cell phones and drugs. The Department of Corrections says 11 prison employees have been placed on administrative leave since May 2023 in connection with the probe. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced Thursday that the Horicon Marsh Education and Visitor Center in Dodge County is closed for the immediate future due to a boiler malfunction. On March 6, a service technician discovered a crack in the heat exchanger causing carbon dioxide to leak from the boiler. While not at hazardous levels, once a leak is discovered, the boiler must be shut down and stay off until resolved. Until the boiler is replaced, the building is not being heated and is too cold to conduct normal operations. The DNR understands the importance of the center for visitors and will be making emergency repairs as soon as possible to limit disruption. Updates on the building's reopening will be posted to the Horicon Marsh Education and Visitor Center property page. A couple who are UW-Stevens Point alumni have given a substantial donation to reestablish their alma mater's Natural History Museum. Don and Judy Olson donated $450,000, which will be used to revive the museum, which has been housed in the now-demolished Albertson Hall, but will move to the Science Building on campus. Over 450,000 of the museum's artifacts, which have been collected since before 1900, are currently in storage. The Olson's donation will be used to renovate older classrooms and create new exhibits. There is no exact timeline when the museum will be done, but when it is, it will be renamed the Olson Museum of Natural History. As the weather warms up this spring, we can expect to share the road with more motorcyclists, pedestrians, and bicyclists. Drivers are asked to use extra caution and look twice for vulnerable road users. Headlights and taillights allow non-motorists to see traffic coming their way and stay safer. Motorcyclists and bicyclists should also use lights at dusk, at night, and in inclement weather to remain as visible as possible for vehicle drivers. Pedestrians can also wear reflective gear to be better seen at night. Drivers should keep an eye out for emergency lights as well. Motorists are required by state law to put the phone down and move over for slow down for first responders, maintenance crews, and construction workers with flashlights activated. Highway work will soon resume on roads throughout the state, so drivers must give workers room to stay safe on the job. View the March Law of the Month video and news release on the DOT website at wisconsindot.gov. This year's warmer winter temperatures have allowed some maple syrup producers across the U.S. to begin tapping their trees as much as 2 months early. In Wisconsin, the fourth largest maple syrup producing state, many farmers started production in January and February earlier than they ever remember doing it. As climate change leads to warmer temperatures, these unpredictable winters may become more and more common in parts of Wisconsin. But many producers are committed to the traditions and that strengthen their bonds with their sugar bushes, making this practice more resilient than others that are threatened by the slow melting of the North American winter. John Nichols will speak at the Phoenix Center tonight at 6:30. Nicholas, a journalist, author, and pundit, is the national correspondent for The Nation, associated editor of the Capital Times, and editor of the New York Times bestseller, It's Okay to Be Angry About Capitalism by Bernie Sanders. A pizza dinner will be served at 5 with a $10 donation. The speech is at 6:30, and it is free and open to the public. The event is sponsored by the Richland County Democrats. Can You Dig It? Is coming to UW-Madison. Callie Moore, a co-host of the PBS Digital Studios channel Eons, professional fossil librarian, and author of a new children's book about prehistoric life, is the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Sharon Dunwoody Science Journalist in Residence this spring. From Tuesday through Thursday, Moore will visit campus to share her expertise in digital content creation and science communication with students in journalism and communication courses. Wednesday night from 7 to 8, Moore will provide a behind-the-scenes look at her work as a professional YouTuber and science communicator for PBS Eons at Wisconsin Institute for Discovery monthly lecture series. Crossroads of Ideas, the talk, Can You Dig It?, will be held in the DeLuca Forum at the Discovery Building. The Crossroads of Ideas series is free and open to the public. Registration is requested at illuminatingdiscovery.wisc.edu/event/crossroads-of-ideas-can-you-can-dig-it. National Groundwater Awareness Week is March 10th through the 16th. The Iowa County Health Department, Iowa County Land Conservation Department, and other partners will be hosting activities to celebrate the week. The Iowa County Health Department is now a DATCAP certified water testing laboratory and can test your water for chloroform, bacteria, and E. coli at the lab in Dodgeville. The first 24 people to sample and return their water to the lab will get $24 off a test kit. The test kit includes bacteria, nitrate, arsenic, and lead water testing bottles. This is a significant savings of the original cost because the original cost is $135. The health department will also be holding a drawing for a free well water test kit. Contact the health department or stop in to pick up your testing kits anytime, Monday through Friday, between 8 and 4:30. Private wells can become contaminated if bacteria is not filtered out as water soaks into the ground. Surviving bacteria can find its way into the groundwater by moving through shallow, fractured bedrock, quarries, sinkholes, inadequately grouted wells, or cracks in the well casing. Insects or small rodents can also carry bacteria into the wells that have inadequate caps or seals. Iowa County will host a talk about well water and geology on Wednesday at 6 in Health and Human Services with a Zoom option. The DNR and DHS recommend you test your private wells at least once a year for bacteria and nitrates, and anytime they notice a change in how their water looks, tastes, or smells. It is important to know nitrate levels if the water is to be consumed by a pregnant woman or an infant. Too much nitrate in a well could harm a fetus or infant. Nitrate is Wisconsin's most common groundwater contaminant. Statewide, about 10% of wells exceed the nitrate standard of 10 milligrams per liter. When emergencies happen, the sooner police, firefighters, and paramedics can arrive, the more likely it is that lives can be saved. That's the maxim underlying a growing movement to make digital maps of schools across the U.S. Those schools have often shared floor plans of their buildings with local emergency entities. Many have not been digital, nor very detailed. And their accuracy has faded as facilities get renovated and expanded. The movement towards digital maps has gained steam following school shootings. The maps are intended to provide an easily understood picture of campus details that emergency responders from multiple agencies can access simultaneously. The goal is to improve coordination and to help get more quickly to the people who need the help. And Wisconsin-built passenger trains are finally in service on another continent. As reported by Urban Milwaukee, two train sets built by the Spanish firm Talgo in Milwaukee more than a decade ago recently began carrying passengers in Lagos, Nigeria. The Africa nation purchased the trains in 2022 for use on a new commuter rail line. With an urban population of more than 21 million, it is estimated the trains will carry 750,000 daily passengers on the 23-mile route. The trains were originally constructed for use on Amtrak service extensions from Milwaukee to Madison. Former Governor Scott Walker killed the project upon taking office in 2010. The resulting settlement with Talgo ended up costing state taxpayers $59 million. WRCO News time is 5:14. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Some great buys coming your way. Cod loin, $7 a pound. Organic Triscuit crackers with sea salt, 9-ounce box, $2.25. Jimmy Dean sage pork sausage, $2.25 each, two for $4, or a case of 12 for $22.50. Stovetop stuffing, $1 a box. Tostino's pizza rolls, 15-count box, two flavors to choose from, $1.50 each. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Today is Sunday, March 10th. Alice E. Stowell, 93, of Yuba, died March 3rd at home. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 11 at St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czech National Cemetery, Yuba. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro today from 2 to 4. Friends may also call at St. Aloysius Church tomorrow from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Alice E. Stowell, 93, of Yuba. Wayne E. Dosh, 77, of Richland Center, died Wednesday after a short illness at Meritor Hospital in Madison. A private family graveside service will be held at the Richland Center Cemetery. A celebration of life will be held at the American Legion in Richland Center Monday, March 18th, from 2 until 5. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Wayne E. Dosh, 77, of Richland Center. Charles Bob B., age 81, of Centerville, Ohio, died February 27th at his home. A celebration of life will be held this summer at his family home in Ohio and in Richland Center. The family is being assisted by newcomer of Dayton, Ohio. Charles Bob B., age 81, of Centerville, Ohio.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, very tranquil conditions across the region with high pressure parked right over Wisconsin. As that high settles a little bit further off to the east for tomorrow, we'll see south winds pick up and warmer air will start to flow in. And with the sun out, temperatures should really warm up. It's going to be a good 20 degrees above normal. Even warmer conditions expected on Tuesday. Some record highs are possible across the area. It will stay on the warmer side into Wednesday, but just slightly cooler air moving in. And then we'll have to monitor the situation for some precipitation starting Wednesday night, as low pressure over the central and southern plains starts to move northeast. Could graze us with at least a quarter inch of rain into Thursday. If the system tracks just a bit further north, the amounts could be closer to a half inch. At least it'll help the dry conditions a little bit out there and lower the fire danger temporarily. Cooler conditions will gradually build in toward next weekend. There could be another weather system or two to bring us a couple of showers. Some of those may fall in the form of snow as that colder air works in. Otherwise, for tonight, you can expect mainly clear skies, still a bit frosty, as we cool down to 27 for the overnight low, light wind becoming southeasterly. Mostly sunny tomorrow and much warmer, high at 64, wind south to southwest up to 10. On Tuesday, partly cloudy and very warm for March, low 41 with a high of 70. Wednesday, partly sunny, not quite as warm, low 38, high 63. Chance of some rain showers coming in Wednesday night. Thursday, some rain likely, high temperature about 50. The rain could mix with a bit of snow Thursday night. Friday, partly or mostly cloudy, 40% chance of light rain by late afternoon. High temperature 46 degrees. The rain could mix with some snow showers Friday night. Saturday, breezy and chilly. Scattered rain and snow showers possible with a high of 43. It's possible temperatures stay in the 30s next Sunday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company.
All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny and 49 degrees, and that is our daytime high, and our morning low was 22. Yesterday's high is 41, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1977 is 66 degrees, with a record low of 8 below set back in 2003. Last year's high was 35 with a low of 28. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:01, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:21. Winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 30.09, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 49 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
And yesterday, the 2024 WIAA State Girls Basketball Championships concluded at the Resch Center in Green Bay. And teams that won came away as state champions. In Division 5, Albany Monticello beat Lena by a score of 57-54, and that was in overtime. Division 4 saw Laconia beat Cuba City by a score of 47-43. Division 3, Edgewood defeated Xavier by a score of 55-52. And taking home Division II honors was Pewaukee with a 60-52 win over Notre Dame. And in Division I, taking that title is Arrowhead because they beat Nina by a score of 69-59. Also yesterday, the 2024 Boys High School Basketball Tournament continued, and sectional finals were played with the winning teams advancing on to state. And in local teams, area teams, Mineral Point is going to state, and Mineral Point beat Randolph by a score of 68-57 in Division 4 action. Mineral Point advances to state with only one loss this season. They had a 13-1 record. And in Division 5, it was Columbus Catholic beating Cashton by a score of 80-77. Stoughton in Division 2 defeated, or actually Pewaukee, I should say, in Division 2 defeated Stoughton by a score of 62-49. In Division 3 action, it was Lakeside Lutheran beating Platteville by a score of 75-71. Zach Edey had 25 points and 14 rebounds in his home finale, and number 3 Purdue beat Wisconsin 78-70. The 7'4" Edey became the first Big Ten player to exceed 2,200 career points and 1,200 boards. After the game, the Boilermaker surprised him by retiring his jersey. Fletcher Lawyer added 15 points, and Braden Smith added 10 points, 10 assists, and 8 rebounds for the Boilermakers, who won their 5th straight overall and a 2nd straight Big Ten title by at least 3 games. John Blackwell scored 18 points for the Badgers. Elsewhere in Big Ten action today, Nebraska beat Michigan by a score of 85-70. It was Ohio State over Rutgers, 73-51. And also Michigan State, well, they lost to Indiana by 1 point. Indiana was victorious by a score of 36-35. Games that are going to be played tonight include Illinois at Iowa. And actually, I'll take that back on that Indiana and Michigan State score. That actually was in progress in the second half. So Indiana and Michigan State are still playing, and Indiana leads last time we checked, Indiana is leading Michigan State 36-35. My apologies on that. And then also tonight, Maryland will be at Penn State to play. The Milwaukee Bucks beat the shorthanded Los Angeles Clippers 124-117. Damian Lillard scored 16 of his 35 points in the fourth quarter. He hit 7 three-pointers overall. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 34 points, 7 rebounds, and 10 assists as the Bucks rebounded from back-to-back losses to Golden State and the Lakers by outlasting the Clippers, who played without Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. James Harden had 13 points on 5 of 16 shooting and 11 assists for Los Angeles. The Clippers already were without Russell Westbrook, who broke his hand on March 1st. Elsewhere in the NBA, games that are going to be going on tonight include the Rockets at the Kings. The Pelicans will be at the Hawks. The Heat will be hosting the Wizards. It will be the Pacers at the Magic. The Knicks will be hosting the 76ers. The Grizzlies will be at the Thunder. The Nets will be at the Cavaliers, and Timberwolves will be at the Lakers. The NBA has fined Minnesota center Rudy Gobert $100,000 2 days after he implied that referee Scott Foster was not calling games fairly and further suggesting that gambling is having a detrimental impact on the outcome of games. The fine is the maximum that the NBA could give under terms of the collective bargaining agreement that went into place last year, matching the $100,000 fine given to then Philadelphia guard James Harden for his public trade demands last fall. In Major League Baseball, spring training action is going on today, and right now it's in the bottom of the 8th inning, and the Rockies are leading the Brewers by a score of 3-1. The Brewers will have the day off tomorrow, and then they'll play a Tuesday in an evening matchup against the Chicago Cubs at around 8:30. In other spring training action today, the Red Sox beat the Rays 7-6. It was the Yankees over the Braves 9-8. The Blue Jays and Orioles ended their game in a tie at 6 apiece. It was the Marlins over the Astros 3-0. The Phillies beat the Pirates 9-7. It was the Nationals over the Twins 7-3. The Orioles beat the Blue Jays 11-6. The Tigers defeated the Mets 3-2. It was the Cardinals over the Marlins 12-8. Also, the Guardians, they lost to the Reds by a score of 5-3. Games that are still going on, the Athletics are leading the Royals by a score of 6-3 in the bottom of the 8th. Also in the bottom of the 8th, the Cubs lead the Rangers. It's in the bottom of the 7th, and the Dodgers are leading the Diamondbacks by a score of 11-1. Also in the bottom of the 6th, the White Sox are leading the Giants 3-2, and the Mariners are beating the Giants 7-2 in the bottom of the 6th. And in the bottom of the 7th, the Angels are beating the Padres by a score of 5-4. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills Richland Center.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, now through March 15th is the time to get them. So bring your list together and come see us. Also great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. So stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
The Ithaca Lions will host a pancake benefit breakfast for Arlene Elvin on March 17th at Ithaca High School Commons. From 7 until 12:30, savor a delicious menu featuring pancakes, ham, gluten-free options on request, cheese, scrambled eggs, applesauce, and a choice of white or chocolate milk. Adult tickets $10, students $5, and preschoolers eat for free. Explore the bake sale and silent auction for more delightful surprises. To donate to the sale or auction, please call Gina Lorenz at 604-7980 or Julie Brandt at 495-0919. Come together for a morning of community compassion and pancakes at the Ithaca Lions Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser, March 17th.
100.9 WRCO.
Catch a little cut, lose high, get wild and cross the line while we got nothing but time. No cares, grab yourself a drink and meet us out there. Good times, good vibes and lawn chairs. Never gonna be this young again. Hold now and you can find us blowing out the speakers in our pickups. Catch a little cut, lose high, get wild and cross the line. While we got nothing but nothing but nothing but nothing but no cares, grab yourself a drink and meet us out there. Good times, good vibes and lawn chairs. Never gonna be this young.
said her name was a hand-me-down name from the side of a family that long ago came over here on a boat from somewhere in Spain. Sounded to me just a little bit strange, I guess. But I have to admit, it felt good on my lips.
Going into my hand, up to my lips, second I crack it open. Gonna tip it, sip it, crush it, kill it, get my sideways showing. I don't know where that beer's been, but I know where it's going. Down the hatch to my brain, till I don't know my last name. Up in the air, clanking loud. When it's gone, there's another one going down. I don't know where that beer's been, but I know where it's going. Into my hand, up to my left, second I crack it open. Gonna tip it, sip it, crush it, kill it, get my sideways showing. I don't know where that beer's been, but I know where it's going.
Saw it coming, never thought I would need your kind of loving, but look what you did. I'm thankful we met. I was never the same after that.
Got you, baby. honey clover for a crystal ball to see through. Don't need a claim to fame like some folks always do. I got my very own big time star, and she shines the whole night through. She's a miracle, a sight to see. She touches me way down deep in my soul. Something's got a hold and it won't let go. Oh, if I stumble, if I fall, she's waiting right there to catch me. Oh, she's a miracle, a miracle to me. I don't charms always hanging around. Don't need any wishing well to throw my money down. Don't need to make the front page news or be the talk of the town. I'm telling all the world I've got a heavenly girl right here. She's a miracle, a sight to see. Oh, the way she touches me, way down deep in my soul. Something's got a hold and it won't let go. Oh, if I stumble, if I fall, she's waiting right there to catch me. Oh, she's a miracle. To see, oh, the way she touches me, way down deep in my soul. Something's got a hold and it won't let go. Oh, if I stumble, if I fall, she's waiting right there to catch me. Oh, she's a miracle, a miracle. She's a miracle, a sight to see. She touches me way down deep in my soul. Something's got a hold and it won't let go. If I stumble, if I fall.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
Save big during the annual filter and tool sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel, now through March 15th. Hi, this is John. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on Napa Gold filters. We'll have hydraulic oil and grease on sale too, plus many unadvertised specials. Don't miss it, the filter sale now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center in Boscobel.
The Ithaca Lions will host a pancake benefit breakfast for Arlene Elvin on March 17th at Ithaca High School Commons. From 7 until 12:30, savor a delicious menu featuring pancakes, ham, gluten-free options on request, cheese, scrambled eggs, applesauce, and a choice of white or chocolate milk. Adult tickets $10, students $5, and preschoolers eat for free. Explore the bake sale and silent auction for more delightful surprises. To donate to the sale or auction, please call Gina Lorenz at 604-7980 or Julie Brandt at 495-0919. Come together for a morning of community compassion and pancakes at the Ithaca Lions Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser, March 17th.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
She cries just a little when she sees him walk away. After all, she can't see it any other way. And it's hard when you're feeling like there's nothing left to lose. No, she can't help it. She sees him love.
Don't say that.
That was the Buffalo Club with Nothing Less Than Love, right here on Country and Community, WRCO. Well, it's time for me to wrap things up and head on out and make way for Old Country coming up at the top of the hour. I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO a part of your day. And be sure to tune in tomorrow because Phil Nee will be on with the Light in the Milk House show starting at about around 5 a.m. And he'll be bringing you some great music, news, sports, trivia. Hank will be in the studio with him. He'll have the morning show. Everything going on. Phil does everything, and he entertains everyone the only way Mr. Phil Nee knows how to do so. But don't worry, after Old Country, which will be on from 6 until midnight tonight, which will feature classic country music by with your host, Bo Hendricks, we'll be bringing you some more great music during the overnight hours as well. Okay, taking us up to Old Country time is Rascal Flatts with Why Wait. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great night, and I will talk to you sometime tomorrow. And please, stay safe.
What do you say, girl? We do something crazy. Quit putting it off. You know what I say. Given, it's already written. Who we kidding, baby? Come on. The stars can't light up any straighter. Let's do it now and think about it later. Why wait another minute for something we should have done yesterday? And I know a little church with a preacher who can hook us up.
It's in my pocket, baby.